Good morning and welcome. Welcome to all of our members, friends, family, visitors. Welcome all. It is good to be here together for this Sunday, which is the baptism of our Lord's Sunday. And together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. I invite us now to follow along and begin worship with the words printed in our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
And I invite all those who can stand to stand now for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, church stands with and for you. Confess our sin. Merciful God,
you speak blessing and compassion into the world. Forgive us for the ways we act with judgment, cruelty, or indifference.
God proclaims these words of assurance. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. In Christ, you are forgiven. In the Spirit, you are made free, refreshed by the waters of mercy. Live anew as loved children of God.
Amen.
You may be.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Feast of victory for our God. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit.
Make all who are baptized into Christ faithful to their calling, to be daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit,
our children to come forward for children's message. How are you all today?
Well,
good. Well, two of you are good, but let's just hear the rest of you. Okay, we're all good. Perfect. I hope you're going to enjoy the sunny day, because we don't get many of them in December. And let's play I Spy with My Little Eye, something that's different on the side altar. Side altar. The stars are different. The stars are also not on the side altar.
The jars.
There's jars. And what's in the jars?
Water.
Water, right? And do you know what today is? Today we remember that Jesus got baptized. And it's always weird. We want to know, why did Jesus get baptized? Well, he got baptized, I think, to bless us and to bless the water. Now, what do we do when we get a blessing? When you get a gift, what do?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But you also maybe share the gift. So Jesus came and blessed the water of creation for us, and we have water here, and we're inviting everybody to come up and take a jar, not now, but at some point in the sermon, service, to take a jar of blessed water, take it to something that needs watering, and to give this blessing back. So, do you want to come with me, kids? Let's bless the water. Shall we bless the water? Yeah. So, and I invite the whole congregation to do this too. So let us extend our hands over this water and say a prayer together. Blessed are you, O God, creator of heaven and earth.
Blessed are you, O God, creator of heaven and earth.
In the beginning, your spirit moved over the waters and life came forth.
In the beginning, your spirit moved over the waters, and life came forth.
At the Jordan, your son stepped into the waters of the world.
At the Jordan, your son stepped into the waters of the world.
And by his presence made them holy.
And by his presence made them holy.
We thank you for this water.
We thank you for this water.
Sign and promise of your renewing work.
Sign and promise of your renewing work.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
Let us remind us that in Christ.
Let us remind us that in Christ.
All creation is touched by grace.
All creation is touched by grace.
To you be glory and praise.
To you be glory and praise.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And now let's pray our children's prayer. So I have a lot of praise. On the count of three, we have our hands together. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God. Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for water.
Thank you for water.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading today is from Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9. Hear now the word. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations.
He will not cry out or lift up his voice or make it heard on the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice.
He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching.
Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out,
who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and the spirit to those who walk in it.
I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations.
To open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in the darkness.
I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols.
See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing the psalm this morning. It's found on page 6 of your bulletin. I'll begin by singing the light print. Please join me. We'll respond as a congregation by singing the dark print. Melody, may we have our
Our second reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles. Hear now the word. Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every people, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, for he is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Puzzling over since maybe it first read this story. You may not like the answer, you may have a different answer, and we extend a gracious welcome to all different opinions here. But the question still stands, why is Jesus baptized? It's very troubling to the early church. How is it the one who knew no sin, who has no sin, who's everything like us except without sin, baptized with a baptism for the repentance of sin? And as I said, you might have your own solution to that problem. It perplexed the early church. It's always perplexed our tradition. And ultimately, the answer that our tradition gives us is Jesus didn't need to be baptized. We needed Jesus to be baptized. Martin Luther, in a sermon from this text, says, Christ did not need baptism for himself, but he received it for our sake, in order that he might sanctify baptism for us and make it a washing of regeneration. But Luther didn't come up with this idea himself. It could be just a great paraphrase from a century earlier from Gregory of Nazianza, who said, "Christ is baptized, not that he might be made holy by the water, but that he may make the water holy." You see, this is incarnation, friends. In order for God to be with us, and that is the promise I'm always telling you of this story. and Christ has them wade into the waters. God comes down to restore our health and wholeness for redemption. And that means Christ must be baptized. But it's not simply that it's a ritual. And I'm always talking about symbols, friends. Symbols always participate in the reality they point to. In water today, we are dwelling with water because that is what we use. But friends, it's more than water. It's more than a ritual. And we sometimes lose the symbol of what baptism is because we kind of sterilize it in the church. We have our little font, and then you bring babies up, and babies are always cute, so baptism becomes kind of a cutesy thing sometimes. Who doesn't like a crying infant in a baptismal pond? It's horrible. Let's remember something, too. Baptism is a drowning. It represents death. It represents going under in that moment of chaos, of finality. It's a grasping of breath. The moment when you wonder, where is God at this moment? And trust me, I've been almost drowned a number of times. There's nothing romantic about it. And if you wonder, where is God in that moment? Here is your answer. Christ was baptized too. And as he was baptized too, you know God is with you then. We are told that baptism, when we are baptized into Christ's death. Because God went all the way for you. All the way into the world, fully into the world, into the waters of this world. So that you can be in Christ. So that when Christ rises from the dead, you too will rise with Christ. In Christ, with Christ, to Christ. That is our life. And friends, it's water, so bear with me here. In Christ, to Christ, speaks of a reality that water also speaks about, which is reciprocity. It's a big word, so I'm not going to say it right. What happens to you happens to Christ. What happens to Christ happens to you. This is the great exchange that Luther talks about. Christ takes all that is you. We get all that is Christ. Science might call this symbiotic relationship. Religion calls it unity. We're talking about the same reality either way, though. And so if you will allow me for a few minutes to talk about water, you are, after all, like 80% water. Anything you say about water can be said about you. Remember that great hymn at Christmas Day, deep calls to deep. If you look at that deepness, vastness of the ocean, you too are deeply vast. The ocean can be chaos and storm and a death dealer. And we can be that too. The waters also bring life and healing and calmness. We wouldn't be here without the water. And you too can be a source of healing and love and life for the world. Deep calls you deep. You are water. And also, friends, whatever happens to the waters of this earth happens to you. As goes the waters of this earth, so go us. The great theologian Joseph Sittler, great American theologian out there, talks greatly, and what does it mean for our sacraments when all the waters of the earth are blue? What does it mean to baptize someone in polluted water? What does it mean when the water is so polluted, our soil is polluted, and the bread we eat for communion is poison? But what does it also mean for us in love and faith to make a commitment to the waters of the world? And again, the water is a symbol, friends. What does it make to say, I commit to healing? I commit because I have been born, reborn in the life and death of Christ to be a source of healing for the world. And so now, I'm going to try and heal you. As the water goes, so we go. May we be an instrument love and peace. And so that Eastern Orthodox have this great tradition, and we're going to embrace a part of it this today. And they, on this day, it's a huge feast day for the Orthodox Church, and they bless the water, and then the priest takes the water and he goes to every parishioner's home and sprinkles the holy water everywhere, because again, we're blessed the water, God has blessed the water, and now we're going to share the water. But friends, we're not Orthodox too. So we have to, like, how do we hold this as a Lutheran? let me remind you all that we are all priests. We believe in the priesthood of all. You are all sacred priests. You do not need me to take this water and sprinkle it in your house, but I invite you to take this water as a sign and a symbol of God's love, as a sign and a symbol of our caring for the world. To take it and find something that needs water. Plant, tree, soil, another human, whatever it looks like to you, and pour out this water for them as our commitment to be agents of reconciliation for the world. Friends, Christ is here. Christ is in us. Let us bless. And let us come to this table. Because God meets us here in bread as well. So we can be refreshed. So we can be washed. So we can be loved and fed and held. And then sent out into the journey to love the world around us. Amen.
Thank you.
As God's beloved children united in Christ, let us pray for the church, the whole human community, and the well-being of the earth, our home. Steadfast God, give courage to your servant church. Heal our divisions and unite us in mission. Uphold our lay leaders, missionaries, pastors, and bishops, and all who proclaim hope in a broken world. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Restoring God, cleanse the life-giving waters of rivers, seas, and springs. Create in us an urgent desire to preserve the beauty and bounty of your good creation. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Righteous God, you guide the nations. Reconcile warring enemies and end cycles of violent retribution. Defend the rights of prisoners, detainees, and all who flee from persecution. Sustain international aid workers and peacemakers. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Compassionate God, you care for all in distress. Provide safety and support for those seeking asylum or in need of shelter. Be near to the dying and comfort all who are grieving or ill, especially for Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Tracy, Paul, Jerry Ann, the family of Selma Patrick. For immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Merciful God, loving God, awaken the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit in this congregation, that we may serve Christ by loving one another, our neighbors, and our enemies. We pray for travelers and those who are homebound. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Promising God, in baptism we die and rise with Christ. We give thanks for those who have gone before us, and we trust that we will join them in your everlasting peace. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Confident that the Holy Spirit receives our prayers and answers us, we commend all for whom we pray to God's loving kindness made known to us in Christ Jesus, our Savior.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
I invite us to come back together and please stand our offering hymn. And gave gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit, in your church, without end.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are welcome to come to this table, and all, and if you're here, you are part of the call. In a moment, the ushers will come forward, and we ask you to, we'll start on this side, to come forward, fill our communion rail from right to left. You may receive communion either standing or kneeling, whichever is most comfortable to you. Only extend your hand out, and bread will be given to you. We have gluten-free bread on request. Just indicate that to me. And then when the wine comes around, just reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, the clear cup, which is grape juice. And if you want to come and just receive a blessing, you can also do that. Just come with your arms folded and that will indicate to me to just say a prayer. But friends, this table is for all of us, because God calls us all to be in this issue. All are welcome.
Thank you.
and grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Radiant God, we have seen your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In the sacraments of his body and blood, you have drawn us to your heart. Send us from this table with delight, that our lives may reflect the beauty of your love and bear witness to all who have seen and heard through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Friends, we just pause now for some announcements. And we'd like to remind everyone that Youth Symphony is today at 2, and if you'd like to give us a helping hand as we clear the front of our sanctuary for them, please do that after service, and then you're invited to come at 2 and have a wonderful concert free of charge. A few other things on the calendar. We have the meeting training for the Hope Team on Wednesday at 3:30, so if you've signed up for that, is it 3 or 3? 3. Be here at 3. And then we just want to make 2 further announcements. One, to remind everyone there are congregational meetings at the end of the month. Please be here so we can do all the business today with the church. If you're not yet a member and you're like thinking about being a member, if you want to vote in that congregational meeting, your deadline is next week. Let me know you want to be a member. No pressure, just open invitation. And then also, we would just like to extend again that we have a number of council seats that need to be filled. And I think the number is greater than at the moment we have volunteers. So if you have not already talked to one of us, myself or Pete, about willingness to be on council, please continue to discern that. Spots. It's going to be an exciting year, so you want to join, hopefully, you'd like to join that early house. That being said, let's prepare our hearts to be blessed. May the triune God, who has put a new song in your mouth and turned your heart for praise, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
forgot two more things, people. I'm sorry. That's what happens when you get, like, out of your normal rhythm. The water is on the side altar. I was going to invite you to take it when you came up for communion, but please, now before you leave, if you'd like to take a jar of water, please take a jar of water. The bigger jars are kind of reserved for our gardening project, but if you want the big jar, take the big jar. Secondly, last week was Epiphany, so if you missed your star Sunday, you're not out of luck. We got the stars in the back, but if you took a star last week, you don't get a new star. But those two things. But as concluded by, what's my word? What's my line? Hold on. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.